going to start crying about things that I can't do nothing about in the first place. And start praying about those things that I can. God said, you need to stop crying. Go to Philippians 4, 10 through 13. I don't know when I preached this, but it must not have been late because it's not marked, my Bible not marked up. Usually when I preach message, that wherever that message came from, it's all marked up. Now we understand the things that we go through, things that we deal with. But when I started going over these verses, I found something that was uncommon to what I thought it was saying. In the verse 4, the 11th verse, it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We always quote that scripture. Now we're going to find out why we need to quote it. And we need to stand up by it. It's kind of ironic that even go back to the 7th verse. It says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds, what? Through Christ Jesus. Everything that we have need of is in Jesus.
Amen.
Now here we have a man of God who is talking about, not in, now that I speak in respect. When you see the word respect, it's talking about dealing with something. It's talking about, look, I know what's going on. I can sense what's going on. But I'm not going to do it because of want. And see, we think the word want there means me. But the word want there is translated falling short. So what Paul is saying is, I'm not going to speak in respect or on account of that I've fallen short. For I have learned, I have come to the understanding in whatsoever state. Now when we look at the word state, it means condition, but there's a lot of other stuff which goes with it. There's who, there's which, there's what, and there's that. In its condition. Why the who, which, what, and that? Because it covers every area of your life. Who are you dealing with that will cause you not to be content? Which are you dealing with that will cause you not to be content? What would cause you not to be content? And is it that that calls you not to be content? Or in any, so what's said is, it doesn't matter what the problem is, any condition or circumstance or situation, he is saying, I'm not going to be, even I'm not going to fall because of it.
Right.
I'm not in respect of falling short, even though I know I'm going through these things and I'm dealing with these things. He says, I have learned in what sort of state I am therewith to be what?
Content.
To be content. The word content means to be self-efficient or sufficient. That means in spite of what you're going through, you have to trust God in order to get through what you're going through.
Amen.
Self-sufficient is having faith and confidence in the word of God that's in your life. It sounds like it's talking about dealing with your flesh, but it's talking about dealing with your inner being.
Amen.
There's a lot of times you go through things and you just don't understand it. But if you reach to your inward being, you'll find peace.
Yeah.
And once you find peace, then you find out that the circumstance and the situation really isn't moving you the way it did last year. Because you've grown from it. You've got greater understanding of what it is that you're dealing with. So that's what the man of God was trying. He said, I know, I understand both. And he's talking about, I know, understand both. He's talking about every. He's talking about the spiritual dimension, and he's talking about the natural dimension.
Amen.
I know how to deal with them both, how to be abased. Somebody say abased.
Abased.
Amen. I know how to be abased. It means depressed in condition or heart or humble self. I have learned that I have to humble myself, not to the place of depression, but depress myself to a place of humility. Regardless of the condition, regardless of what my heart is feeling or what my heart is going through. Paul is saying, I have learned to come to the understanding that how to be abased, and I know how to also abound. I know how to get back up and to keep it moving. I know how to be better. I know how to excel, and I know how to increase when things around me aren't going the way I need them to go.
Right,
amen. Amen. Everywhere and in all things. He said, doesn't matter. When it talks about everywhere, it's talking about cosmetic. It's talking about spiritual, supernatural. It's talking about natural. You know, it's talking about feelings and emotions and all these things that we deal with on a daily basis. He said, everywhere and in all things, I am instructed. So regardless of what it is, I am instructed. I am being taught. Who's teaching it? We know that none of the disciples are teaching him, but he says, I am being instructed. I'm being taught. The only person that can teach him is the Lord. And how is Jesus teaching him how to be abased and abound and increase? Through the word of God and through his trials and through the circumstances that he's experiencing. He is learning how to abound in the midst of trouble. Say, well, how can I abound in the midst of trouble? It's not easy. But you lift up your hands toward God and you give God praise for that that you've already got, and thank you for that that you're about to get. And that thing that's already on you, thank you for that too, because there's a purpose and an intent behind it. In everything we do, God wants us to increase. He wants us to grow. So he says, how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full. Hallelujah. Yeah. When it's talking, then he says, be hungry, both to abound, and we saw what abound was, both to abound and suffer need. When it talks about suffering need, it goes, look here, there's going to be times in my life I'm going to fall short. That's why it says, we have all come short of the glory of God. Because we're not perfect. Amen. And we're going to make some mistakes. And we're going to make some wrong turns. And we're going to say some things we shouldn't say. We're going to think some things we shouldn't have thought. We're going to go some places we find out we shouldn't be. But the reality of it is understanding that you shouldn't be there. The reality of it is understanding that you shouldn't have said it. The reality of it is saying that you shouldn't have those thoughts. Then say you were going to do it. It says you have to come to a conclusion that you know that you shouldn't do it. Right. Most folks think it's all right to do what they do. Paul is talking about, if I get taught, then I'll initiate. Yeah. I can show you what I've got to do. Yeah. Amen. Both to be full in all things and instructed by to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer me. So there's going to be times in my life when I'm going to fall short. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've fallen short a lot. And even though I complained about it, when it got through crying, I realized that it was because of something that I did that caused the situation that I was in. I couldn't blame mama or daddy or El Perez or Pastor El. See? Excuse me. I'm going to tell you what I've learned. I'm going to tell you what the Word of God has taught me. As soon as I get through cleaning up. You think I like preaching with science? No. But do I have a choice? No.
No.
That's one of them things you learn to increase in.
Amen.
Look at here. This last month, if it could go wrong, it has went wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. This last month alone, I have learned how to be strong in the midst of it.
Uh-huh.
Have I liked it? No. Have I enjoyed it? No. Do I wake up every morning looking forward to it? No. But is it there? Yes. So what do? I abound.
Man.
I learn to increase. And it seems like every week I find out something different.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That just don't seem to stop. So what do? You thank God for the good things.
Amen.
And you don't be concerned about the bad things.
Amen.
Because they're not going to go anywhere. You just have to come to a place where they don't bother you.
Amen.
Amen.
In the last month alone, I came down with vertigo. Most of you know what vertigo is.
Amen.
When I go see a doctor, MET or MTT or whatever he is, and he tells me it's going to last 3 days. Well, it's been 3 weeks. I'm still not driving at night. But this lady had to take me wherever I go if it's not tight like that. So I'm dealing with that, learning to deal with that. Eventually, it'll go. So until it goes, I have to be what? Content. I don't have to accept it, but I have to live with it. I don't like it in my life, but it don't change the fact that it's here.
Amen.
So I have to work with it.
Amen.
So I can get on top of it. Because it was stopping me from bowling. Now you know good and well, it ain't going to get no victory there. I made arrangement with myself where I would stand, how I would stand, what I wouldn't do, and what I would do in order not to lose my balance on the way to the line. I think that's overcoming. I learned how to abound. First, it was my sinuses. Couldn't even go into a bowling alley because of their filtration systems. You know how embarrassing it is every time you look up, you hawking and spitting, folks looking at you and they moving further and further away from you because they don't want to catch what they think you got and you ain't got nothing but sinus. And it don't do no good for you to tell them that's all you got because they're not going to believe you anyway. They're looking at you like, man, you should have stayed home. You have to learn how to abound. You have to learn how to be humble. You know? And so I've been complaining to Sherry and First Lady and Pastor Arnice about my shoulder. You know, it was constantly getting worse. My left shoulder constantly getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm going, what is this? So I go see whatever the bone doctor. What is the bone doctor? Orthopedic. I go see the orthopedic surgeon. Y'all gonna stop laughing at me. I go see the orthopedic surgeon, right? He sends me to have an MRI. Well, I'm thinking he's just gonna tell me it's arthritis. I pray on that. So he calls me himself. I go, oh, shoot. Why the secretary ain't calling me? Or one of the office workers. Why he calling me? First thing comes out of his mouth, Rev, said, yes, sir, Doc. I looked at your pictures, and you have a tear in your left rotator cuff. I'm going, how did I get a tear in my left rotator cuff when I don't do nothing with my left side? Explain that one to me. And I was hot, mother. Because I got to the place I couldn't raise my arm no higher than that. Couldn't turn the lamp off. I go, and you know, I use my left arm to get the cuts out of the refrigerator and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm saying, Lord, my left rotator cuff? How? When? Where? What? Calls it to heaven. Well, I want you to come in next week. I'm going, okay. I want my other doctor to look at it because I want to get a second opinion. And all the time I'm saying to myself, we not going to get cut off no more. So I hope they put their heads together and coming up with a better idea. You know, see that idea? They have, what's that commercial? Ford or somebody had a better idea? They need to come up with a better idea. Because I forget it. Well, God said, well, you know, they got arthroscopy and we got Jesus. So I've been making myself use this arm. It don't feel good sometimes, but I don't care. I'm going to be content, strong
right.
in the circumstance and the situation that I'm in.
Amen.
I'm using me because I don't know what's going on with you. I'm letting you know that God requires something of me as well as he requires something of you.
Amen.
Paul said, look here, I have learned that in whatever case or condition I had to deal with, I learned how to trust God. That's what he's saying.
Amen.
When I was out there and was scantily clothed and didn't have no food to eat, I trusted God.
Yes.
When the other brothers didn't like me and didn't want to be around me, I trusted God.
Yes.
When they was throwing me out of towns on my rock, I trusted God.
Yes.
When they were throwing rocks and bricks at me, I trusted God.
Right.
In spite of everything that I went through, I abounded and I increased in it and because I trusted God.
Amen.
We have to trust God. That's the only way we will abound and increase in the things that we deal with and the things we have to go through.
Amen.
It don't mean that we're weak or that we're strong. It just means that we have confidence in the God that's in us that saved us in the first place.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So, you know, everything going good. I say, all right, I found out about my shoulder. That'll be great. I get up one morning, looked at my knee I just had replaced. It looked lopsided. I say, babe, my knee lopsided. She comes, she starts laughing. I said, what are you laughing at? She said, well, it is a little something wrong with it. I said, yeah, something is wrong with it. Now it's hurting. Sometimes it don't want to, she has to pick my foot up. So, doctor wants to tell me what a great job he did. So now I got this battle going on in my mind. I'm sitting up, I'm up to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm fighting this battle in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a knockdown, drag out battle. Lord, you said. I'm trying to remind God what he said. You said, I didn't, that if I ask anything in thy name, believe it, that it would. Lord, you said that you would heal me and deliver me. You said. I didn't say it. You said that I can have anything I want by faith. You said.
That's right.
And then God said, why you cry? I said, I'm just pointing out what you said. He said, but I don't like the way you pointed out. You pointed out not in authority, but you pointed out and whining.
And whining.
Yeah.
I know what I said. I said you can do all things through me.
That's right.
That strengtheneth you. That's what I said. Now what you gonna do about it? You gonna let that knee stop you? Or you gonna do all things?
Yes.
You gonna let that shoulder stop you? Or are you gonna do all things?
Yes.
You gonna let some dizziness stop you? Or are you gonna do all things? I decided that I was just going to do all things. If I got to stop and blow my nose, I'm going to stop and blow my nose. If I got to spit, I'm going to spit.
Amen.
Because I decided that I'm going to do all things through Christ Jesus, because I'm going to do them in Him, and I'm going to be strengthened. He enables me to run this race.
Yeah.
I'm going on in God, regardless of what it is that I'm dealing with, whatever it is that I'm fighting.
Yes, God.
Amen.
So, I'm happy again. Got the victory.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ Jesus.
Right.
So, I go see my medical doctor. I had an appointment. I done had about 20 different tests. He said my liver enzymes were high. So I, MRI. So he puts me on this pill that's supposed to draw the sugar out of my liver, and then my body will get rid of it, which will bring my enzymes down. He said, but you know, it's a little bit of a, it'll give you a diarrhea or something. He said some. He didn't say every day. He said some. I'm scared to take it. Because I don't know where I'm going to be when it's going to decide to go. It's just like a volcano. I don't never know when it's going to blow. So I'm going to outsmart the pill. Instead of trusting and believing God, I decided in my flesh, I'm going to outsmart this pill. I'm going to take this pill at night before I get ready to go to bed, and then in the morning by the time I get ready to get up, before I leave the house, I'm going to be fine. Let me tell you what the pill showed me. I took that pill at 9 o'clock, let's say Thursday night. Friday I had somewhere to go. Well, I decided, you know, I don't need to be there until about 1 o'clock. So, that was good. Get dressed, cleaned up, get ready to leave the house. And the pill says, not right now, brother. Not right now. And I'm mad, and I go, you got to be kidding me. Because when it says me, it's a myth. It holds me captive. Because I get ready to walk away, and I run back 2 or 3 times. What kind of a blessing is that? One time I got around the corner. I know my neighbor said, why are you going in circles? I got to the end of the block and whipped a U-turn and flew back up in the driveway and just didn't get in the house. I say, okay, Jesus. I'm talking to God now. Maybe that's why all this stuff is happening, because I ain't been talking to Him the way I need to be talking to Him. Well, He's hearing me now. He in the ear for it. So I looked at it today on the table. I go, God, if you don't pull the sugar out, it ain't coming out. You can fix a kidney. I mean, you can fix a liver. So you got to fix this one. That's right. Because I'm not going to be held captive to no pill. I was laughing with the ladies yesterday. I'm telling you. I'm losing weight because of it. But so what? You know, your food, when you eat your food, it's supposed to take 24 hours to digest, right?
Yeah.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. I ate a steak. Since the brand I say eat steak, it takes beef 24 hours. Not with this pill, it don't. I ate a hot sauce, you know, the big hot sausages. I said, well, I'm going to have time for that bad boy to digest. I was like, what is this? I just ate it 2 hours ago. I know it ain't it, but it was it because it left me something. It was heated. I'm being honest with you guys. It was heated. So that means that was exactly what it was. He didn't leave no doubt. But I said all that to say this. It don't matter what it is that we have to deal with, we have to get through it in the name of Jesus. We have to use the word of God and the anointing of God to get through it. God said, I've given you the ability and the power to do all things, that you can accomplish everything that you need to accomplish in me. You can do all things through Christ, through the anointed one, through the anointed.
Amen.
Because the anointing destroys
the yoke.
The yoke. What yoke is it? That thing that's around your neck that's keeping you from enjoying your life. Because of some circumstance or some situation or some problem. And then, well, they're going to kill me. After she has her surgery and they removed all that stuff, she went into immediate menopause. Immediate. She was freezing me out. I mean, freezing me out. We bowl us together on Thursday nights. I think she spent half her time standing outside that door.
Oh, yeah.
It was cold. And I can hear it downstairs when she's getting ready for work. I can hear her going, ooh. Ooh. I said, oh boy. And I hurt for her because she got to go through that. I can only imagine how bad it is or how it is. But just watching her actions, I know I don't want it.
It's terrible.
She eats popsicles all night. Crushed ice, whatever. Anything that's got ice in it. But these are things, but you know what I like about it? It hasn't did anything to her joy. She's taken it and made a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Because we'll be riding together, she said, ooh, baby. And the windows go down. When I used to be trying to put the windows down all the time. She says, sister, visit me again. So we laugh about the stuff now. But it's a serious matter.
Yes, it is.
That's why God said laughter is like a medicine. Man. You have to laugh at your situation. And the laughter will treat it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I bet this is a different service. I just want you to know, why cry? Why cry about it? You're going to go through something anyway. You don't know what that person sitting next to you going through. Don't have no idea. But they ain't going to tell you. But the good thing about it is they love Jesus and Jesus loves them. And they know that they can do all things through him. That That's why they're standing anyway. Having to all stand, stand. Look at the 8th verse. Then I'm finishing. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, do what?
Think on these things.
Think about these things.
Yes.
Remind yourself about the goodness of God.
Yes.
God, what you did before,
come on,
you can do it again.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm with great expectation looking forward to you doing it again.
Amen.
But until you do, I'm going to mount up with wings as an eagle, and I'm going to soar not away from the storm, but I'm going to soar into the storm, because I know that's where my real protection is. So here we are. I understand. He said, Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith, and I ran away. I understand, brother. It's an everyday battle. Especially when you wonder, Lord, why you ain't heal me? Especially when you see somebody hopping around God to heal.
Right.
And you still dealing what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I got a friend. They couldn't find out what was wrong with him. So I called him. He was in the hospital. And I talked to him. And we prayed. And a step of faith, I told him, I heard God say, don't worry, they're going to find out what's wrong with you before tomorrow.
Right.
Well, guess what they did? They found out what was wrong with him. The next thing, they came in and said, you know what? We found it. We know what it is. It's causing the sting that making you sick. So now every time I sing, he got to let everybody in the world know, if you need somebody to pray for you, this the man. You want to get out of the hospital? This the man. That I'm humble. I don't like that because I know God did it. And I remind him, God did it. But he go right back there. He's the man. And I'm going, okay, Lord, where's the man? I done laid hands on myself and put oil on myself till my skin done got oily. Why cry? Amen. Everybody say it. Why cry about your circumstances? It's only as bad as you allow it to be. Most folks say that's easier said than done. No, I'm saying it because I learned to do it. Now I know what it means. The Lord says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If you can't receive the salvation or the power of the life of God, then you ain't gonna make it.
That's right.
Just like the newswoman. What's the forecast?
Yeah.
That shocked me.
Me too.
That messed me up in my spirit. Because I actually never met the lady, but I liked her.
I
enjoyed watching her.
Me too.
And then to find out that she committed suicide.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
I was messed up over that. So just because somebody smiles and laughs with you, don't mean they don't have an inner problem going on in their spirit. That's telling them it's time for you to check yourself out of here. Sickness will do that. Pain will do that. Depression will do that. Trials, circumstance, situation will cause you to want to check out.
Yes.
Ask me how I know. I know all about it. But just like God said, he always got a ram in the bush. But the thing about it is, you got to know God. I'm not saying she didn't know God, but there's a possibility she did. Because of what the Word of God says, I don't think God allows born-again believers to kill themselves.
No.
I think he sends them a ram.
Yes.
That convinces them and shows them that that ain't the way to go.
That's right.
That's why God said we can look into a person's spirit and discern
what
they're going through.
Right.
But if you all caught up in your mess, you ain't gonna be able to see theirs.
Right.
And if you can't see theirs because of yours, they might pay a price that they didn't need to pay. That's why Paul said, look here though, with all this stuff, we can still do all things through Christ because he strengthens us.
That's right.
But we have to trust in that word. That's what he was saying. You've got to trust in this word.
That's right. That's right.
But if you don't study it, if you don't read it, you ain't gonna have nothing to talk back at you.
That's right.
And people don't study or read the Word of God. They depend on their pastors, on the evangelists, on the teachers, on television to tell them how they should live. You better find out for yourself.
For yourself.
Y'all gonna let? I heard the kids now be talking about something. I know it was one of them rap songs. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. That rap song? Don't act like you don't know. Is it old? Well, you know, they started to like that old stuff. Like they wearing clothes that people used to wear in the 40s. I told myself that, boy, you better check yourself before you mess around and wreck yourself.
That's
right. Better wake up. Smell some coffee. If you have to, jump in the box. Remember, your God is more than able. And if he is able, that makes you able.
That's right.
My goodness. Let's get it going.
That's right.
Let's move in God. Let's trust him.
Yes.
Depend on him. And know that we can do all things in him.
That's right. That's it.
And know that it's by faith. Because you got to do it by faith, because it's impossible to even make God happy. You can't even move the needle if you don't have no faith.
Amen.
You can't even move the needle if you don't have no faith. We're about to go into a new year.
That's right.
We can make all New Year's resolutions we want to make. But when you wake up January 1st, 2019. Guess what you're going to wake up with? What you went to bed with 2018.
That's right.
So you need to get yourself ready to wake up with.
Amen.
Don't let somebody prophesy over you and tell you 2019 is going to be a totally different year. It might be. The reason it might be because you might have some other stuff added to what you've already got. I'm sure that would make it a different year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, my advice to you is to start now getting in that word. Finding out what God is saying to you and for you and about you.
Amen.
Before you listen to somebody else tell you about you. We've been there, done that. Lord, I've been prophesying so many things, the prophecy started talking to the prophet. So one day I woke up, Reverend Green, I just took it all, just dumped it. Here, that one, that one, that one, that one, every tape, God, if you don't tell me, or tell me through a reputable man or woman of God,
right.
I'm not going to listen.
Right.
Well, I'm going to make somebody standing there with me and hear it too.
That's right.
I'm running the race. Not ready to. I'm running. And I'm going to keep running. Amen.
Amen.
Even if I have to use a Volkswagen Beetle, one of them old ones, which I had, which I wrecked. God is a preserver. If God got your life, God will preserve you from your stupidity. That's a whole nother message. Let me leave that alone. Everybody comes to heaven, that's the problem. Lord Jesus, I'm just going to anoint you this morning. I'm just going to touch you. Whatever it is that you need in your life, that you need to be prepared for, to stand with, you can get it in your spirit and on your mind. And God will take care of you. I told the Lord, I know I can't get rid of it, but at least I can be stronger when I get to it. I laughed about some of the medicines they have us take. You ever sat down and look at all the side effects?
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, are they trying to help me? Or are they trying to kill me? I was screaming the other day. I was like, Tia! She said, what, Dennis? Because, you know, I never called her Tina. She never called me Dennis. Unless something strange is taking place. I said, Tia! She said, what, Dennis? So I said, I'm breaking out everywhere. I'm scratching stuff and pulling the... turning it into a sore, you know, a little small sore. You know, like you get a pimple and you keep messing with it and turn it into a sore. I'm scratching. I got stuff all over my back. I'm scratching. That's something I didn't even talk about that. I'm scratching. I'm saying, what is this? Where did this come from? I'm standing in the mirror looking. What is this? So I'm reasoning. Well, maybe it's from my back brace. Tina started laughing. She said, how's from your back way? I go, I don't know. She said, don't strap it on over your t-shirt. I go, yeah. Well, it's back way. I say, well, maybe it's the detergent you use. She said, I've been using it for the last 6-7 years, but they said nothing. Okay, so we're gonna drop that one. So I'm scratching. Like, good God, I got something. Now I'm scratching, I'm looking for bugs here. I got any bugs on me or something? Something bit me. Every time my head itch, I go. So I did the smart, I decided to sit down and keep those little pamphlets they gave me and read all your pamphlets. And I said, oh, that's the one. This is the one that's called the gnat. I'm a funny man today. Just by telling you about me. Let me show you something. See this band-aid? See that band-aid? You know why that band-aid is there? Because it had a little scab on it. And I scratched it. And I felt refuse of running down my leg. And I'm scared to look because I'm thinking it might be pus. Hey, y'all ain't recording this, are y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, buddy. Yes, buddy.
Well, one thing they can say, they keep it real.
They keep it real.
They keep it real. So I think I'm scared to look, right? I'm up at 2:00 in the morning, I'm up by myself. And I felt something running down my leg, and I'm going, man, what is that? So I bend over and I look, and it's blood. name, but she gonna wake up screaming and hollering scared. So let me just get it stopped with a band-aid on it. Well, I put a band-aid on it. It was on there for 2 weeks. I took showers with it on there. I left the band-aid on. I said, well, by the time I take the band-aid off, I'm gonna be good to go. Problem solved. I sit there the other night, I took the band-aid off, and I scratched. And I went, just playing the game. So I ain't never gonna take the band-aid off. Till they decide they don't wanna do nothing. It ain't gonna be well with the band-aid on. Well, I guess it ain't to get well
then. Meals for him. What's the meals for him?
I what?
Meals for him.
Didn't work.